Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing hypothyroidism. My mentor, Stephen Hotze, just wrote a book on hypothyroidism. It's actually called Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness. It says it's the book your doctor does not want you to read. It's a great book, and I'd recommend that each and every one of you read this book, Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness, The Riddle of the Illness Revealed. Dr. Stephen Hotze has a clinic in Houston called the Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston. It's been around for about 20 years, and he sees quite a few patients. He's seen actually over 25,000 patients in that time frame, and his business is about making people healthier and younger by doing bioidentical hormone replacement. Just as an aside, every time we start these shows, because, you know, our show is going to be about growing younger, we're going to be talking about different topics which will help your body stay young and healthy. Someone once told me that one way to be sure to grow younger is not to die. That means that you don't get any illnesses that will cause your body to get progressively worse. You know, but I want you to understand something. This year alone, 750,000 people will die of coronary artery disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects from legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 will die of adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One-third of American adults have high blood pressure. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. In 2007, 750,000 Americans had joint replacement surgery. And it's anticipated that by 2015, 2 million people were going to have joint replacement. You know, traditional medicine, you know, we think that that's all there is to healthcare. But, you know, last year, 350 million Americans visited their physicians. But 420 million Americans visited alternative medical practitioners. So, you see, there is a big push by people to get help because they realize that doctors do not cure them. What doctors do is we put band-aids on everything and we do not treat the patients. We do not care about their well-being. You see, because doctors are controlled by the drug industry and by the insurance industry. As a matter of fact, the insurance industry, they give us our patients and they determine how much we are going to be paid. That's correct. And so, the benefits of to the drug companies and to the insurance company is to have the population sick, because if they're sick, you can sell more drugs and definitely you can sell more insurance premiums. That's correct. If everyone's healthy, no one cares about insurance. They're not going to buy insurance premiums. But everyone's sick, they can then extract more money from insurance premiums. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.twaamc.com. Well, our topic today, what is hypothyroidism? Hypothyroidism is inadequate production of hormone by the thyroid gland, or inadequate absorption of thyroid hormone by our cells. Your thyroid gland works in concert with your hypothalamus and your pituitary gland. Those are two small glands in your brain. They control your body's energy needs, and they respond to stresses and changes in temperature. Your body responds to those things. When there's a stressor or there's a change in body temperature, your hypothalamus produces TRH, which is thyrotropin-releasing hormone. This hormone goes to the pituitary gland and tells the pituitary gland to secrete thyroid-stimulating hormone. The pituitary gland then secretes thyroid-stimulating hormone, which tells the thyroid gland to secrete thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone is your spark plug. If your thyroid hormone is low, your cells would not be able to burn fat for energy. You can take a car to the gas station and fill it up with gas, but a car will not drive until you ignite the engine. And thyroid hormone is the igniter, your spark plug. Low thyroid levels lead to increased fatigue, increased weight gain, increased depression, problems sleeping, brain fog, and lots of other issues. Your cells need energy to do their work. The brain uses up 20% of the energy that your body produces. Therefore, when your thyroid hormone is low, your brain is significantly affected more than your other organs, leading to problems with concentration, memory, cognitive function, and brain fog. The cost of healthcare has increased tenfold since 1980. In 1980, the cost of healthcare was $256 billion. Today, it is over $2.6 trillion. In America, 67% of the population is overweight and 33% is obese. In France, the obesity rate is 8% and in Italy, 9%. Now, you know, in France, they eat a lot of starches. In Italy, they eat a lot of pasta, a lot of bread, yet they only have a 9% obesity rate. In the United States, we have a 33% obesity rate. Well, why is that? Well, a big part of it is because we have low thyroid hormone levels, which lead to obesity, which in turn leads to diabetes type 2, which leads to hypertension, which leads to coronary artery disease, degenerative joint diseases, Alzheimer's disease, and cancer. When you go to the doctor and say, "Doc, I feel cold, tired, run down, I have no energy, I'm gaining weight, my hair is falling out," he says you are depressed. He does not check your thyroid function, or if he checks it, he says that you are in the normal range, so it cannot be a thyroid. The test, your TSH, is rigged so that 95% of the people are always normal and only 5% is abnormal. As we have told you already, 67% of Americans are overweight and 33% obese. Therefore, 95% of Americans cannot have normal thyroid function. It is easier to write a prescription for synthetic medication than think about the cause, which costs more time and effort on the physician part. As I said before, doctors put band-aids on patients. They do not try to find the underlying cause of the problem and fix it. Insurance companies control the doctor. They control our patients and our incomes. Insurance companies and pharmaceutical industry control the medical societies, the academic medical professors. Those are the people that teach us. And they also receive payments from Big Pharma and insurance company. Insurance companies and Big Pharma has no interest in promoting natural approaches to health. A healthy public requires less healthcare. The insurance company and Big Pharma would much rather an unhealthy public so that they can charge more in premium payments and you buy more synthetic drugs. You know, you are still listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTS Radio. If you need to get a hold of me, you can call me at 210-559-5959. Or you can call my office, the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, at 210-495-8558. Or you can get more information on the internet at www.twaamc.com. Symptoms of hypothyroidism: fatigue, weight gain, cold hands and feet, low body temperature, tingling and numbness in extremities, problems with mental focus, decline in mental sharpness, brain fog, brittle fingernails with ridging, enlarged thyroid gland, insomnia, mood swings, depressed moods, joint and muscle aches and pains, irritable bowel syndrome, sluggish bowel functions and constipation, headaches, frequent infections, irregular menstrual cycles, infertility, miscarriages, loss of libido, hair loss in females, loss of lateral third of the eyebrows, enlarged tongue with indentation and ridges, elevated cholesterol, dry brittle skin, low blood pressure, decrease in sweating, hoarseness, pale and pasty complexion, slow in speech, prone to rambling, fluid retention, and allergies. Do you have any of those symptoms? You know, you could have hypothyroidism. See, as I said before, your thyroid hormone is your spark plug. If your level is low, you cannot get energy. Your cells cannot burn fat. Therefore, your cells are sluggish. You know, your body has over 100 trillion cells. And every one of those cells need thyroid hormone to burn energy. That's correct. So when your thyroid is low, everything is low. And so you can get sick a lot easier. I mean, fatigue. I mean, how many of us are fatigued? Weight gain? How much of us are overweight? 67% of America is overweight. 33% is obese. How many of us have sleep problems? You know, how many times you go to the doctor and say you have sleep problems? Do they ever check your thyroid if you tell them you have sleeping problems? Mood swings, depression. Do they ever check your thyroid for those things? No, they don't. But those are all symptoms of hypothyroidism. Headaches, joint and muscle aches. Well, how many of us, again, you know, I just tell you that in 2007, over 750,000 Americans had joint replacement. 2 million is going to have it in 2015. Well, maybe some of those people have problems with the thyroid. Irritable bowel syndrome. How many of us have bowel problems or constipation? How many of us have constipation and we suffer from it? Does our doctors ever check our thyroid to see if that may be the cause of the problem? Frequent infections, colds, sinus and problems. They put stress on the body. Do our doctors ever check thyroid? You know, there's over 30 million people in the United States who have not been diagnosed with thyroid problems who are hypothyroid. That's correct. And there's a lot more who have been checked, who are told, quote-unquote, your thyroid is normal, but they're not normal. Loss of libido. Infertility. How many people have problems having children have had their doctors check their thyroid function? What I'm saying to you is this. You know, this program is all about growing younger. Well, guess what? You'll never be able to grow younger if you can't fix the problems. And one of the main problems of staying younger is your thyroid, because that is your energy source. You know, we say that you can eat all this food. You eat food so that you can get nutrition. But guess what? You can have all the nutrition in your body. But if your thyroid is not functioning, it doesn't matter. Again, you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams on Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. News Talk 550 KTSA Radio. You can reach me at 210-559-5959. You can also email me at VFWilliMD, that's VFWILLIMD at TWAAMC.com. Or you can call my office, the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, at 210-495-8558. Or you can catch us on the internet at www.TWAAMC.com. What causes hypothyroidism? Autoimmune thyroid disease. That's the primary cause of hypothyroidism. Sex hormone imbalances and decline. You know, men hormones start declining at about age 30, women at about age 35. So as your hormones start declining, it causes you to have an increased chance of getting hypothyroidism. Estrogen dominance in women. Well, estrogen dominance, what it means is that you have more estrogen than progesterone, because estrogen and progesterone work together in a symphony. And so when estrogen goes down, they have to maintain that ratio. After 35, a woman starts losing estrogen and progesterone. The problem is she loses estrogen slowly and progesterone fast. And therefore, the ratio of estrogen progesterone drops because the progesterone falls off the cliff. And so she becomes estrogen dominant. And because of that, she has increased problems with emotional swings and hot flashes and low thyroid. Hysterectomy, followed by treatment with only estrogen. Again, estrogen, if you have a hysterectomy and your doctor gives you estrogen and doesn't supplement you with progesterone also, you are still going to be estrogen dominant and you're going to still have this problem. And you're going to have hypothyroidism because of it. As we mentioned, sex hormone decline in men. Adrenal fatigue. You know, adrenal fatigue. Fatigue means that the adrenal glands cannot keep up with all the stresses that's going on in your life. You know, there's a saying that we say that in Europe, people live longer than in America. And it's because in America, we have to do everything yesterday. There's so many stresses, deadline stresses, have to get that, answer that phone, have to respond. You know, in the past, you know, when you left home, you didn't, your wife never knew where you were until you showed back up. Now, when you're at, when, now in our society, the phone rings. If you don't answer within 10 seconds, someone is upset with you. So, you know, the phones are a major cause of stressors in our lives. But it's your job. It's the deadlines. It's the traffic. It's everything. Stress was meant to be a short-lived thing. You know, the animals grazing. The deer is grazing in the field. He hears a sound. He bolts. And 5 minutes later, the stress is over. He's either dead or he's back grazing. That's what stress is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about a short segment. But we have stress continually. And because of that, that stress burns up our adrenal glands. And because of that, our adrenal glands cannot keep up. And so after a while, there's a straw that breaks a camel's back, and someone comes up behind you and say boo, and you start crying, you just go over the edge. You just overreact because your adrenal hormones, your cortisol, is not there to protect you. Your cortisol is there to make sure that you can handle the stresses. Aging and hormonal decline in both men and women. Again, it's very important. As your hormones decline, your thyroid hormones decline, but your thyroid hormones also naturally declines as you get older. That's correct. Fluoride poisoning. You know, in Europe, you're not allowed to have fluoride in your water. But in the United States, fluoride is in everything. The problem with fluoride is that fluoride is a halogen. It has almost the same structure as iodine. And in the body, fluoride competes with iodine. Iodine is needed by your thyroid to make thyroid hormone. So 60 years ago, when we started putting fluoride in everything, our thyroid function started declining even more. All right. Fluoride is also in our toothpaste. I want you to go in your bathroom, take your toothpaste up, and read what the back of the toothpaste says. It says, harmful if swallowed. They said, if you swallow it, call poison control. Seek medical help. They said that everyone under 12 should be supervised. What do little kids do? They put a whole bunch of toothpaste on their toothbrush and brush their teeth. Do they spit it out? They swallow it. It's iodine laden. I mean, it's fluoride laden. And that fluoride in your toothpaste, that fluoride in the water is killing our thyroid and causing increased hypothyroidism. As a matter of fact, you cannot make thyroid hormone without iron, zinc, selenium, iodine, and magnesium. If any of those things are low, you cannot make thyroid hormone. Question for you. How many of your doctors have ever tested your micronutrient test? How many of them have ever told you how much minerals and vitamins you have by testing you? How are you supposed to know if your fluoride, if you have iodine, if your iodine is sufficient, your zinc is sufficient, your magnesium, your selenium is sufficient to make thyroid hormone? You go to your doctor, you said you're hypothyroid, they'd even check, he put you on a prescription. The problem could be as simple as getting off the fluoride and taking some iodine in your nutrition. Cellular response to thyroid hormone. Some cells may not respond to thyroid hormone. People who've had surgical removal of the thyroid gland and who've been irradiated can also have hypothyroidism. Synthetic drugs such as beta blockers, hypertension drugs, lithium for bipolar disorders, those can all cause thyroid problems. So as you can see, hypothyroidism is something that increases as we get older because it gets worse naturally because our hormones decline as we age, number one. Number two, when our testosterone, our estrogen, progesterone declines, our thyroid hormone also declines. Number three, where as increased stress, that decreases your thyroid hormone. So there's lots of reasons for hypothyroidism. Now, again, you know, we are coming to a close of today's program, and so we're going to have to pick this up in next week's program. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk Radio, KTSA 550 Radio. You can, for further information, you can call me at 210-559-5959, or you can catch us on the web at www.twaamc.com, or you can call our office at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. And I want you all to pick up the book by Dr. Stephen Hotze, Hypothyroidism, Health and Happiness, The Riddle of Illness Revealed, the book your doctor does not want you to read. Dr. Hotze has a clinic in Houston, and he's been seeing hypothyroid patients, and he's been seeing patients and treating them bioidentically for years. Now, we're going to start talking next about diagnosing hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism is inadequate production of thyroid hormone by the thyroid gland, or inadequate absorption of thyroid hormones by our cells. The thyroid gland produces two types of thyroid hormones, T4, which is inactive, and T3, which is active. T4, however, is produced 93% of the time, and T3, the active thyroid, only 7% of the time. Unfortunately, we do not have a test on how T4 is converted to T3 in the cells. You see, T4 goes through your body to all your cells, and at the cell level, it is converted to T3 by the cell itself. T3 is needed for the cell to make ATP. That's the energy unit of the cells. Unfortunately, we do not have any test that will tell us how much of the T4 is converted into T3 in the cell. When you take medications such as Synthroid, which is T4, and levotoxin, which is T4, that your doctor is giving you the inactive thyroid. Now, giving you the inactive thyroid means that the cells now have to convert that into the active thyroid. If we do not know where the problem is, why should we give you the inactive thyroid? Why not give you omothyroid, which is the desiccated thyroid, the ones that your thyroid normally makes, which is 93% T4 and 7% T3. We'll have to go, but we're going to pick this up on next week's show, Hypothyroidism and You.